Continuing on in the masterpiece of grace that's found in this precious letter to the Ephesians. And I pray that we will find ourselves written in this. I pray we find this written in us. And thank God for the fullness of it by His grace and by the Holy Ghost, which is accomplishing these things in this time. Praise His name. But tonight we're going to rejoice. Brothers and sisters, by His grace we know the love of Christ. We know the love of Christ, and I thank God, and that is His very will, and that is His very plan, and oh my, how we have grown to know the love of Christ, and understand it's because of the power of the purpose of His grace. That's it. Any growth in our life is due to one thing, and that's the power of the purpose of His grace, and He's given us all grace. That's what's so gorgeous. He's given us all grace for all things, always, for all sufficiency in all things. And you just, you know, you rest and you're thankful. But in that rest, you're so quickened. And in that rest, praise God, there's such inspiration of spirit in thanksgiving to God that no matter what's going on externally, brothers and sisters, there is a roaring torrent inside of praise and thanksgiving to God. Lord, that I know You. I give You all the glory because I know You. I know Your thoughts. I have Your mind. You've given me understanding. You've enlightened my eyes to see. Praise God. Yea, the deep things of God. And I thank the Lord that He's continuing to just, again, expand this and from glory to glory as we go on here, because this is the glory message. And this is the glory message we go on with. His grace will bring forth the fullness of His glory, and that's the bride for the Lamb of God. Now, brothers and sisters, He was in love with us, and praise God, and we were before Him in love since beginning. And I want us to read that again in verse 4 of chapter 1 before we begin tonight in chapter 3. It says there, according as He hath chosen us. See, He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before Him in love. Thank You, God. And that's the only way that we could be before Him holy, is because He loved us. And we thank God that that is what He's done completely, and He did in ages past. Now, brothers and sisters, the good pleasure of His will has been revealed to us by the Holy Ghost. He has shown us so sweetly the fullness of His heart, the fullness of His desire, and His intentions for and with us. He wants to have us share with Him everything, everything. He doesn't want us to not be, in a way, unaware of anything. He's given us a full understanding and an assurance, praise God, that His grace will perform the good work which He's begun in us. His grace will accomplish it. It will bring forth the purpose that He has sent that word to perform. I thank God that we can rely upon Him in that way. And that means completely, totally, wholly, understanding that without Him, I can do nothing. God build more praise in our lives for this. Brothers and sisters, we understand again His heart. We understand His intention. As we gather here tonight collectively, I believe that we are collectively that precious Rebecca at the well. I believe it wholeheartedly. That's not any stretch of any imagination, brothers and sisters. We are it. Yes, amen. We are it. Amen. Thank Him. Rejoice. Don't be shy to thank Him for His grace. He has chosen us. I thank the Lord as I come here tonight. We're it. It was appointed for us. And I'm going to tell you something. And others, it was not appointed for. Because He foreknew. Because He foreknew. Now, I want us to really understand this. We have a God that said, I would that all men be saved. Everyone that has ever taken a breath, he wanted them to be saved. And he would. And he died for their sin. Isn't that something? No one can ever deny that he died for the sin of all men. All men. That's how much Jesus loved. It was all there for everyone. Amen. Not only did he say that I would that all men be saved, he said, and come to the full knowledge, the depth, the intimacy knowledge of the truth. That's what we're in tonight. This is about knowing the love of Christ. He would have that for all men. But brothers and sisters, we understand that all would not take it. And this is God, and he's God. And God knows. Oh yes, God knows. God knows from beginning. Matter of fact, he is beginning. There is no, it's just, he's everything. So in that, thank the Lord, in that foreknowledge of God, he predestinated our lives. And in that foreknowledge of God, he predestinated us collectively. We're it. We were appointed to this meeting at the well. And it wasn't just any meeting. It was a meeting for marriage. It was a meeting for matrimony. Amen. That's the message that he has given you. And you know that. Thank the Lord for it. These aren't just happenstance stories that happened in the Word of God. This is, praise the Lord, yea, those mysteries, those deep things that were hidden. But now they're being made manifest. They were brought forth, that mystery was made known. And not only made known to us to read and to understand, more importantly, the mystery is made known in us. In us. This precious word, praise God, is alive at its fullness of glory in us. And it's all by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we thank the Lord for it. We're just as incapable as all of these Old Testament overcomers. We're just as insufficient as all of them. We're just as weak as all of them. Just a bunch of failures. But God. That's the thing about it. It's but God. We already won. And it's not predicated, brothers and sisters, on what we experience in this life, what we feel about this life. Mm-mm. It's by faith. It's by faith. All I can do is take that grace every day. Allow the word to work it in my life. Allow the word to work it in my life in the fullness of that grace. In every uprising and in every downsetting. That means every success and every failure. It's the same grace. It's the same working of perfection. And I thank the Lord, that's the totality of our life, is to understand grace in its height and in its depth and in its width and in its length, in every dimension of it, in every state you'll ever find yourself in. The grace is the same. The grace is always sufficient. The grace is always more powerful. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. You can't help but win because you've already won. Because he did it. Because he finished it. When we begin to take that confidence of who we are in Christ, brothers and sisters, it is amazing what the power of the Holy Ghost can do in your life. Truly. The transformation of the sons of God is the most marvelous thing. To watch us become to the men and women of God that he's always known we'd be. And it is a wonder because we're living this experience even though he foreknew what would come and what would be. There's still the manifestation of it. We have to, again, just walk through it. I believe grace is that powerful. All I can do is to sit and receive it. He knows the camel he's dealing with. Yes, he does. He knows the weakness of this flesh, and yours too. You didn't catch him by surprise. Matter of fact, you're wonderfully and fearfully made, exactly as you need to be. And when you finally cease of your own works, when you quit trying in you, that's when you'll find the very power of Christ resting upon your life. Now, brothers and sisters, I thank God it was appointed for us. The elect of God is just that. We're grace's election. Grace has elected us. Grace has chosen us, for grace knew it was us. Thank the Lord. Once again, praise God for this. Don't be shy. Thank God and rejoice. We can never be too confident in the grace of God. We can never be too dependent on the grace of God. You can never give too much praise and thankfulness for the grace of God. Really understand what and how powerful that grace is. That you have all of it. Thank God. Really thank Him tonight. Thank Him for your life. Thank Him for everything that transpired today. Maybe yesterday. All of the things that transpired that maybe you were embarrassed about. Maybe you just shook your head or put your head down and said, oh man, I'm just so terrible. That's me. But grace has me rejoicing in the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I thank the Lord because grace has told me and shown me and assured me that's for me. My life wasn't to wave a palm, and yours wasn't either. Your life is to thank God for the crown that He has placed in your hand and to rejoice and give Him all the honor and worthy praise. That's what He's after. That's what He wants. That's what He desires. That's what your husband wants to hear. Praise His name. Now, brothers and sisters, we are one in Him, aren't we? Isn't that wonderful? And I want you to think about this. We know the type, the shadow, the mystery that was in Adam as he was there, and the Lord put that sleep upon Adam, representing the church. And out from Adam, out from the church, came a rib that, praise God, the Lord showed would be his wife. That was of him. That was one and one in him. And I want you to think about this. That rib was always in him. We were always in Christ in beginning. The rib was always in him. It was always there. It was just a matter of time. I'm going to bring her forth. Amen. This is who we are to him. This is what he has done. This is what he is bringing and making manifest now. Praise the Lord, because it's time. The time is the church age. The time, praise God, of that wife to come forth for him. It's time. As the Father said to Christ at that time, it's not good for man to live alone. Yes, we can see that that was for Adam, but we see more so it was the Father speaking to his Son. It's not good for you to live alone. And here she is. Isn't that marvelous? But always know this, that rib was always in him. The wife was always in the Lamb. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. That wounded side was there long time ago. We're speaking of God here and the purpose of grace here. And in that foreknowledge of God and his purpose of grace, he knows exactly what and who he is dealing with. Not only did he know you in the womb, he knew you in him. In ages past. Now, he placed us in him, foreknowing, brothers and sisters, that we would receive the grace to be wed to him in the fullness of intimacy by faith. That's why we hear this message. Amen. If you ever say, why me? Well, this is why God chose you for it. And this is God again we're dealing with. And he foreknew that you would receive it. I'm not going to say that, you know, we abide faithful for 1 minute. But he does. And he's faithful to his word. And as we've rejoiced in those Gentile brides, and I was so thankful to hear that from my brother as he said that. Said, how long do you think it took King Ahasuerus in there to know that it was Esther with all those women? about 5 or 10 seconds. Yep, I like her. Okay, that's it, you know. Game's over, you know. He likes you. And that's how he's seen you. Now, here we are tonight. We're growing in knowledge and understanding of this, aren't we? And I love how the Lord has been showing us that we're tightly knit and compacted together, brothers and sisters, as we go on in understanding this together. And we encourage one another in this. This is the supplying of the joints of the body. I thank God that we can be encouraged of God, and that's encouraged of God to do different things for one another, look upon the needs of different ones and all of that. But the greatest need that we have is to win. Amen. And the greatest testimony, the greatest encouragement that we could be to one another is not in word only, it's in deed and in truth. Standing for the word of God, coming in and thanking the Lord for this truth, wanting this gospel and none other. That we stand, withstand, and having done all to stand. You understand this, brothers and sisters, you know this. The most dear things to your heart, the greatest treasure to your heart, are those, not that have attended religiously, but those that have abided in first love and have not left. That's what this is. And it's not about a building. It's not about 1701 South Sherman. But it's about the message that's preached here. And I thank God how rich we are. And I thank the Lord for you more and more and more and more throughout the day. It's almost hard to contain myself. I'm just telling you the truth. And it's only because of the grace of God that's with me. Because I'm not a good man. I'm not a good guy. But I've got a God that loves me. And he's put a love in my heart. And you know this love. We're just talking about the same thing. I got that too. Praise God. But that's it. That's it. And as we continue to just tap in and allow that supplying, brothers and sisters. But see, we have to avail ourselves, don't we? See, you can't be stingy. I appreciated Brother Hill saying that. I said, I just don't think you can be as stingy and win God's best. More the stingy is with your life. And your life to hear the word of God. Stingy with your life. Do you know how and what it means to one another to see you tonight? The emails, thank the Lord that I get. The text that I'll have tonight, thank you, saints. I'm rich. Not for what I did, but for the love that he's fostering and building. That's the evidence of what we have here. But see, the word of God says that we continue in this fellowship till we all come, till that come of that knowledge, that perfect man, knowing the fullness of the love of Christ. Now, let's begin in our verses tonight. Ephesians chapter 3. We'll begin reading from verse 14. Paul says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might, a double portion of strength by the Holy Ghost, in the inner man." And here's why. "That Christ may dwell, saturate in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints." See, isn't that beautiful? It's not just for you to comprehend it. It's for us to comprehend it. And to comprehend it together. And why is that? Because we're married. I'm not just marrying a head. I'm marrying a body. And we need to comprehend and abide. And we dwell together. That's settling down in marriage. This is the first love. Hallelujah. This is the gospel that has settled us down in this. And that's why the evidence of it. And that's why he says that that love would grow more and more toward one another. And you can see where Paul's going with this. The way that that love grows and in the dimensions, it's understanding this fullness of his love, this bridal love. And what does it say? That we comprehend with all saints. Praise the Lord. What is the breadth and the length and depth and height and to know the love of Christ, to know it, which passes knowledge, knowing something that passes knowledge. That's got to be divine, supernatural. That's got to be the Holy Ghost. And it does. Any natural man hearing these words tonight that I'm speaking, that guy is totally nuts. He should be committed. He's crazy. But to be honest with you, most of God's precious people would say the same. But I challenge you under the inspiration and power of the Holy Ghost. Does this not say that? Does this not reveal that? Does this not stir your heart to say, oh my, that's exactly what it is. It isn't anything different. Abraham didn't send that servant to come tell me about being a servant in the palace. He sent the servant there to say, you're the one that the master's son wants to marry. As a matter of fact, I've got everything of his right now to give it to you. And here, will you take it? And this is the marriage contract signed. Done. You see what I'm saying? You see what the Word of God's saying? That's what he sent to us. Praise God. And he knew it in beginning because he's God. This is why we have this. Because it's God's purpose of grace. Hallelujah. So it says, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go back and read that again. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise the Lord. Now unto him that is able. See, he's the one that's able. If you just stop there, you go, well, there's no way. Well, here's the way. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Well, what he's just told us that we can know and have and comprehend together is exceeding above and abundantly above all we ask or think, is it not? That's what he's referring to, but everything in your life too, just throw it all in there. Isn't that wonderful? But what he's really referring to is what he's given us, what he's called us to in this wedship. Praise God, this wedlock that we have with him. Praise be to God. He's the one that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And there it is, all by the power of the Holy Ghost. Unto him be glory in the church. See, that's what this is all about. It's the glory in the church. It's the rib in his body. Amen. And it's coming forth. And here he's going to have her, he's going to present her to himself. Isn't that interesting? Now, that's one thing we haven't seen here. You always see somebody else presenting the bride, huh? This, not in this case. He presents her to himself because he's the grace that made her. He's the grace. He's everything. And he's going to take it and he's going to present it to himself. Oh, what he's going to present. Maybe tonight. So unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. There it is. That's who does it. Throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. See, that glory is never going to cease. That glory, his glory, going to go on forever. And that's what's so glorious in this. Now, we rejoice, praise God, in every dimension of his love here. I want to run through these just briefly. But this is the masterpiece of grace. This is, by the grace of God, who we are. This is what we have. This is the love we know. And this love we're speaking of, first of all, it says the breadth. Well, that breadth, praise God, means the extent. And what we've been really rejoicing in is the extent of that love is from beginning to end, and there is no ending. It's Alpha, Omega. It's always been. That's the breadth of this. From the very beginning, even surpassing that time when we take the throne with him to jointly reign together with him, it will be an eternity that has no end. in the ages to come the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness to us. Oh, what's going to be enjoyed by the Lamb and his wife. Goes on to say the length. Now the length means the extent and the amount of the blessing. Well, we already know. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. We have it all. We thank God that in that length, praise the Lord, it's an amount that has surpassed everything. As the Word of God has told us and shown us, what's his is ours. As he said to her, what's mine is yours. Everything is ours, shared jointly together. The next one we see is the depth. That speaks of poverty, which is so precious, brothers and sisters. The depth means how poor he was made for us to make us rich. That's the truth. He left the throne in love because his great love for us to share it with him. He had to be made a man to have a wife. He gave up everything, even made sin to have us. Praise the Lord. So we know him in that. We know him in the duration. We know him in the extent of his blessings. We know him in the depth of what he gave up and left to have us. And finally, the height. I thank God for this. It means the rank. The rank. Praise the Lord. That's how he loves us. He loves us to be his crowning glory. He loves us that rank of the first love, the choice one, the pearl of great price. She's the choice one of her mother. I mean, it's just amazing. All the daughters have done virtuously, but thou excels them all. The love from beginning that was so, the so loved that it was all made and created for us to be with him, all made and finished for his sake and his pleasure. You talk about being obsessed and love. That is your precious Savior to you. Isn't it? And I look at each and every one of us, and I'm right there with you. I think, Lord, I disappoint you sometimes. But I don't. And you don't. You have to understand that. He loves you. And he says there's a promise over our lives. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you really believe that? Do you really? Yeah, I sometimes think, Lord, is that when I'm feeling that way, I guess there's a good about it, but I could get stuck in it. I want to be remorseful. Don't want to be callous. And I'm just telling you, I'm not. I know this guy. But I never want that to be my glory. And I need to really understand and receive how he sees me and how he loves me and what fellowship he wants with me. And I thank the Lord. Oftentimes I hear now, honey, we got very little time and there's a lot of glory to go. And you got to get over that right now. Because that's gonna hang things up. That's the truth. He's just about love. Do you understand that? That's what he's about. He's about ravishing. He's about, I'm telling you, he is the most romantic lover you could ever imagine. And it's 24/7. And he wants to. And he does. He wants to have a good time with you. And I don't want to be that stick in the mud. Now, brothers and sisters, it's so marvelous because here we are together. And we possess this crown together. We do. In knowledge together. And we encourage one another. And how we really encourage one another is the assurance and complete confidence in this power and intimacy that will place us into the throne with him together. There's a reason it says his wife hath made herself ready. She is confident in the grace that he has given. If he has given you something, is his grace not ample and able to fulfill it? Amen. Is his grace not ample and able to perform it? We know it is. Amen. Well, he's given you this truth. Yes, he has. He's allowed you to not just hear, but you count it, you reckon it, and you yield to it. That's why you're here on a Wednesday night. You desire to hear the Spirit, and that's what this is. The Holy Ghost takes these wonderful, wonderful, powerful love scriptures, and he makes them ours. Yes, he does. This is mine. This is yours. This is ours. And that's the beautiful thing, is we comprehend this together. Now, we comprehend this together as his wife. We thank the Lord that that reigning isn't for somewhere down the road. It's now, isn't it? So I thank the Lord, calling those things which be not as though they were. I'm sitting there as his queen. I sit there in this wonderful passion that I know I am for him. And praise God, I'm his glory. It doth not yet appear. We're a little beaten up. Soldiers that have endured hardness. And oh, how good they are. But this is what we thank the Lord for, that he has called us for his pleasure. And brothers and sisters, the beautiful thing about what this message is, it's not about a one-time knowing. It's not just the knowledge of marriage. It's occupying as a readied wife. You're thankful he's chosen you. You're just grateful. And how we respond to him and how we give him pleasure is that we desire to hear him tell us this over and over. And I've said it many times, and there's that wonderful poem or in that wonderful play, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways." Well, that came from the Word of God. That's the only place it could. And they're endless, aren't they? And this is what we do. We let him tell us how he loves us, and he's counting the ways. We grow in wedlock divine. We don't just remain in a marriage, but we remain in first love passion. There's a difference. We're not just, you know, going through the motions. It's passion. And passion sometimes doesn't look pretty. Passion sometimes has some rough patches. But passion is just that. It comes to a point, whether it's been good, whether it's been some fighting, whatever it's been, it's time for loving. That's passion. And I thank the Lord. He just abides, and he's so good. And he just waits. Lord, let me just settle down and look into your eyes, because yours haven't ever gazed away from me. A virtuous woman is how she abides. You know what that says about the virtuous woman? It says she looks to the ways of her household and the needs of her husband. My mom's here tonight. I never saw a woman do that like my mother did to my dad, ever. It's amazing. And I thank God for that testimony, because it taught me about, again, us abiding and the thankfulness that we have for the husband that we have in Jesus. Now you think, looking to the ways of the households and the need of the husband, what could Jesus need? Our praise, our fellowship, amen. Our submission, our thanks, our glory, our dependence upon him. And it should always be there. And it should never be hard, brothers and sisters, with this love that he's loved us. How could we not cherish him for all he did and finished for us? You look at verse 20, and I want you to see this, and by the grace of God, see it in the truth and reality that it is. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Brothers and sisters, it's even beyond. It's beyond what I could expect of him. He does more. And it's even in this truth as we know it. See, that's what's so glorious. As we abide, and as much as we begin to take in and understand and know and rejoice in, he still does more. There's another glory, and it's here tonight again. It just it never ceases. It's just amazing how this comes. Now to close, we're going to close this up now. There was something I said a while back that might be revealed later. Well, tonight's the night. I pray you'll come back, because this might be a little too much for you, but you know what? I'm not going to withhold a thing in the Word of God from you. I let the Spirit take care of that, your reactions or lack thereof, or how they react. But it's going back to where we started in Ephesians 1:4. I want you to see that word where it says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation. Now, it's been beautiful. We talked about that foundation, didn't we? It was before time. It's one of the meanings. Before the fall, before Satan was ever cast out of heaven, we were in him in love. Isn't that something? So we've rejoiced and been thankful that everything that ever preceded in creation was all for us. And why wouldn't it be? Because the Word of God tells us all things are ours, all things are for our sake. Amen. You think about what we do as parents for our children. It's because we love them and we do so much for them. Amen. How much for a spouse you would do that you'd never do for anybody else because of love. You want to have these different things. I mean, it's natural. Men would want a place for their wife. They would want a home. The thing, because you love them. You know what I'm saying? So these are things that you want to prepare and have and have for them. How much more God for us? His desire, his treasure, his inheritance, his love, his glory. And what God did, he didn't just go make a home. My goodness, he did creation. Okay. I got her. I know what my grace is going to do, because it's all been done. It's all finished here. Okay, now I just got to create for all of it to come forth. That's exactly what he did. It's exactly what he did. And I thank the Lord that we have this. But there's another layer in the depth of this foundation, praise God, that again was before time. That word foundation, here we go, in its deepest of meaning, Strong's 2062. Here's one of the meanings, and it's the depth of it. The injection or the depositing of semen in a womb. Amen. Now I want you to really, really just let that soak in there for a minute. We have the greatest of intimacy and the fruitfulness between a man and a woman is the definition of this. Oh, what he saw for us. But what he had with us in him before the foundation. Now we're back to time again. I want you to think again as we go through with this. The foreknowledge of his predetermined grace even knew the consummation with the bride before anything was created. It's all there. It's all there. The depth of his love to us, grace was not going to be denied of his goodly pearl. He finished everything then. We were predestinated, even consummated by him. And brothers and sisters, the choice was already made for us by grace. Let's go over and read a portion of scripture. Knowing what we now know, having what we have, praise God, and understanding before time, before anything, to the height of all of this, that rib was always in Adam. The wife was always there. It just had to be brought forth. Romans 8, how many times have we read through this? I pray this now will have where the meaning just pops out and say, oh, I get this now. We're going right to verse 29 and reading from there. For whom he did foreknow. Huh? That's you. That's you. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, this is you, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. That's speaking as if, as it is done. All the way to glorified together with him. Now do you understand? You've read that so many times and you're thinking, well, how? You mean he's going to glory? No. He glorified. And why? Because we were in him in beginning. And we were in him in beginning before him in love. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Now let's not just stop there. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And this is speaking of, praise God, we're glorified in him. Who's going to stop that? Who's going to stop it, brother? Nobody. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world, amen, Aaron? Who's going to stop it? Nobody. His foreknowledge of his precious election of grace, who's going to stop it? Nobody. Because he's for us. And who is even you? Who is even you, Mark? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. So in that, brothers and sisters, it is not hard to see it. Christ our Savior, praise God. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, done. It was done, this word. All of this word from the beginning, done. Just a matter of time, and it's going to be revealed, but it's done. Take with you tonight, that rib was always in Adam. Just a matter of time. We rejoice in Christ, praise God, even to the point, praise his name, of consummation. Just a matter of time. Yeah, I'm waiting for that 30 minutes in heaven. How about you? I know what he's getting at. And I can't imagine, really, I can't. Because it's going to take a body like unto his own. I think that's enough. I think that's enough. Yeah, he's brought us to a point, brothers and sisters. Not only can we receive it, we can enjoy it. What you think, huh? Believe him. Believe how he unbelievably loves you. It's all right to be blown away. Just sit there. Oh. But it's good. Praise his name. Let's stand and be dismissed.